Alec Baldwin, The Virus in the U.S. Began in January of 2017. By Jerome Hudson on March 31, 2020. As the country fights to control a worldwide pandemic, actor and failed talk show host Alec Baldwin provided blinding insight to his 1 million followers with a tweet that seemed to suggest that President Donald Trump is the virus. The coronavirus has upended the lives of millions of hardworking Americans, killed more than 3,000 to date, and has hospitalized thousands. But according to Alec Baldwin, the virus afflicted the United States is none other than the president. The virus in the U.S. began in January of 2017. The vaccine arrives in November, Baldwin said on Tuesday. The 30 Rock and Mission Impossible movie star is recycling his Trump-bashing material. Last month, Baldwin took to social media and called President Trump the true pandemic that threatens the world. But it's Baldwin, like many of his fellow far-left Hollywood elites, who appears to be out of touch with the majority of the country. Indeed, most people, when asked, give the president high marks for his handling of the coronavirus. Solidifying a statistical consensus, 60% of independents support Trump's handling of the coronavirus, Gallup polling shows. His overall approval rating is also at 49% in the poll taken between March 13 to 22. A Washington Post ABC News poll, out this week, also shows that more Americans trust President Trump to handle the pandemic than presumptive Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden. That's the same gaffe machine in Joe Biden the Baldwin says has Trump pissing his mattress pants in fear. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News entertainment editor and author of the best-selling book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter and Instagram at Jerome E. Hudson.